time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is Jim Field.
Hi, Brett. How are you this morning?
Probably not as good as some of the parents in the area.
Why?
First day of school.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
No more paying for daycare. No more.
No more. Mom, I'm bored.
It's right. That's right. It's time to get back at it again. We have a lot of youngsters in some of the area communities who are out on the streets or will be here very shortly wandering to school. So make sure that the as motorists that we're aware of that as well this morning, because that'll change the traffic patterns and the walking patterns and everything else going on this morning. So be aware of that. Brett is, well, you know that Brett's in. This Brett's in over here, too. Brett Holtz is in with us here this morning,
too. You're surrounded by Brett's today.
I know. I just can't get away from it. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. This Brett, how are you?
Oh, great. This morning, it's nice this morning. Can't be not great. How would you like to be able to increase the efficiency of your automobile 20 to 40%? You can increase the efficiency of your furnace by that much simply by contacting Camblin Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate on a new Lennox high-efficiency furnace. Whether you select gas or electric, your new furnace will honestly give you a payback on your money. If your furnace is 15 years old or more, or it's only 80% efficient originally, you should really look into a new furnace. Now, before you start spending your hard-earned monies with the winter gas bills, Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer you several different ways to invest your money and see the difference. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Hannah's sitting at home laughing at the Atlantic students.
She's got one more day.
One more day. Well, a lot of students going back to school, whether it's today or tomorrow, there are, I think, one or two districts that don't go back till next week. But we're in that phase now where everybody's heading into the back-to-school phase. And I was looking the other day for some resources about back-to-school tips, and I found a website called ParentFurther.com. It's just a family resource. But they listed – it was kind of interesting as I looked through it because it listed a top 10 back-to-school tips. But it kind of progressed through. There are tips for elementary school age kids, then middle school age kids, then high school age kids. It's kind of interesting to look and see how those change as the children age. But the back to school tips among them for both middle school and elementary age students, really not a whole lot you can do about right now because we're on top of it already. But they talk about bedtime routines and stuff like that. You know, if they've fallen out of that routine over the summer, which typically happens, and you know, you need to kind of start working a week or so before school starts again to get them back into that. But and also the eating habits too, healthy breakfasts and lunches and things like that. If you plan for that ahead of time, you can really kind of get ahead of the curve. But as far as elementary-aged students go, some of the other tips they provide here are things about going shopping for school supplies together. And again, maybe that's already been done, but elementary school teachers often will provide specific supply lists for the classes, and it's just a time to be able to go out and maybe save a little bit of money too, but do it together so they kind of have a feeling of ownership with that stuff. Also, you can save time on some of those busy school mornings by preparing your child's clothing like a week ahead of time, already paired up, especially for the young children. Place a pair of socks, underwear, a shirt, matching bottoms together in a drawer so they can easily just grab a stack and go. Make it easy and out the door. Also, support positive study habits early. When the children are young, you want to create a homework center, a specific area in the house where the child can do homework each evening, and make sure that it's in a quiet place, and that's tough to find anymore, and stocked with enough supplies like pencils, erasers, and paper, all those kinds of things that they'll need. Another tip for elementary school-age children is to pack light. Seems like so many children carry backpacks these days. Well, a backpack should never weigh more than 10 to 20% of the student's body weight. And you always want to use both shoulder straps. If you sling a backpack over one shoulder, you can strain muscles and can cause curvature of the spine as well. So watch how they pack when they get ready for school. And also, one of the things that's kind of key, too, they mention a tip that's to prepare your child for social situations in the elementary school classroom. You know, a certain level of social anxiety is normal for elementary school-aged kids. Teach the child to introduce themselves and make friends. Say, hi, my name is, such and such. What's yours? If the child is a little older, you maybe role play some different social scenarios, from sharing classroom supplies to encounters with other kids and things, depending upon how much interaction they've had when they were younger. Sometimes when they get into school, that's kind of the biggest shock for them, is the different type of social interaction they'll have. Of course, you always want to encourage literacy at home. Read frequently with your children and make frequent trips to the local library as well. Also, if your child's going to be riding the bus to school for the first time, you want to talk about bus safety. It's a good time to reinforce the general school safety rules, including who the student should and shouldn't talk to, and when they should and shouldn't get off the school bus, all those kinds of things. And parent involvement in education is always important throughout elementary school. You can talk to the child's teacher on a regular basis about the educational and social development, or if you have some time and want to volunteer for things that go on, PTO, PTA-type activities and other things, there are always opportunities there. Now, that's for elementary students. Middle school kids, all of a sudden you start to see some changes in some of the tips that they provide. Back to school shopping together is still a good idea if you haven't done that yet. But also, they talk about starting middle school can oftentimes mean a new building, new lockers, maybe moving from classroom to classroom for each subject for the first time. So it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to pay a visit to your child's new school, maybe the Saturday before opening day. Oftentimes schools will have different tours set up so students and parents can see their way around. But tour around the new campus, it could be a simple way to ease those first day jitters, too, and encourage your child to keep a small notebook with them where they can jot down reminders like locker combinations, lunchtimes, those types of things. I still, at this late age, sometimes will wake up after having a nightmare that it's the end of Christmas vacation and I can't remember my class schedule or my locker combination.
You too, huh?
Still at this age. Isn't that terrible? Also, as much as you might dislike it, middle school is usually the time when fashion becomes important to kids. So if you're not already familiar with your school's dress code or expectations or what have you, you might want to check for some of the do's and don'ts, and also take the opportunity to set clear guidelines about the type of clothing that your preteens are permitted to wear, whether or not makeup is allowed, and talk about personal hygiene and things like that. Clear standards need to be set so that the child will understand about the clothing allowances there. A move to middle school or junior high also means more responsibilities. If you find your child needs help managing their new middle school schedule, you might want to set up a daily assignment checklist to keep at home and review that daily. Also, at this age, kids may pull away and start not talking to parents quite as much. This type of middle school behavior can sometimes be influenced by peers or different life changes, like attending a new school. So you want to continue to ask questions and be engaged with your child, because they do still need you, even though they might think that they can be on their own once in a while. Around the ages of 11, 12, and 13, shifts start to occur in the way kids think, too. So you want to keep them engaged in school and learning. You want to encourage their curiosity. Many are strongly influenced by friends. So if they have friends who only want to socialize and not learn, then you need to emphasize the importance of having friends and working hard to learn. Now, because kids this age have strong emotions, they tend to either love school or hate school. So if your child happens to hate school, you might want to help them identify parts that are more enjoyable, even if they're just like recess, gym, lunch, things like that. Whatever they can find that they can enjoy a little bit might lump some more things in there, too. Most kids at this age also think there's too much homework in middle school. Boy, wasn't there always too much homework? Emphasize how homework helps kids learn, and do some homework with them, too. You don't want to do it for them, but you can help them along. Make it fun and applaud their learning and their new knowledge. And, you know, it's kind of like the old adage my mom, and I think everybody's mom, used to say, that if you kids would put as much energy into doing your homework as you do trying to get out of doing your homework, you'd have had it done by now.
You know, I'm already finding that I'm scratching my head on some of her homework.
Well, that's why I say there are ways around that. You can be diplomatic about that, too. I might not understand it, but you might try to, you know, ask questions and things instead of giving definitive answers. I say it's all right to sit down and help a child with homework and help them find the answers, but you just don't want to get in the habit of doing it for them. Because you know how kids are. Well, they'll take advantage of that real fast. Yeah. Well, that's middle school students. Now, when you have high school students, well, the dynamics are all completely different. High school students should start to be thinking about their futures. You know, will they go to college? Should they try to find a job? What world am I going to do? So you want to listen, support, and have an open mind about all the endless possibilities that students at that age might have. If your high school student has a job, then you might want to help them manage their money and their time, too. Help them create a budget and have a savings plan, things that they can take with them and use for the rest of their lives. Also, at this stage, most kids will be getting their driver's license. Many start to drive to school, so you want to take the time to help them learn by taking them driving and be supportive, clear, and direct when you discuss safety issues and things on the road. Now, when your high school student does get their driver's license, you want to have clear rules as to when, how, and with whom they drive. Give clear guidelines, you know, and make sure they understand you're not texting while you're driving and you need to buckle up when you're driving. Make sure that they know that driving is a great responsibility and a privilege. Seems like a lot of kids have cars these days. We're very few kids. I probably count on one hand the number of kids in my high school who actually owned their own cars. It's a lot different nowadays. So, there are a lot of those kids piling into cars altogether to take off, too. And that's another issue, too, is who can you have in the car and how many and what you're supposed to be doing, all those kinds of things. Also, help your high school student manage stress. Find the time for the whole family to get go out and do something physical, let off some steam. Also, find some time to have dinner together. Boy, that's something I don't think happens a whole lot anymore with high school, especially when you have high school-age students, because if they're active in sports and other activities and things, yikes, schedules just get to be a disaster. And remember that nice dinner time you used to have when children were very young and you'd all sit together and talk about things, and it just doesn't seem to happen very much. It's TV trays and, you know, eating on the run and fast food and everything else. So find the time to sit down and eat together, because during dinner it gives you a chance to make sure everyone has a chance to share some of the highlights of their day and how they might do some things differently tomorrow. Also, teenagers might be working hard to balance extracurricular activities and school activities this year, so help your teen become a master time manager by standing your ground and enforcing at-home chores and family responsibilities. Another tip is to remind your child that although ACT and SAT results are important to post-secondary schools, achievement as a well-rounded student counts just as much. So students' grade point averages, extracurricular activities, application essays, and volunteer experiences, all those things are important factors in demonstrating success in school on college applications. At the same time, don't forget that standardized test scores are also an integral part of the application. So whether your child is struggling or doing well in school, consider enrolling him in a test preparation course as well. And maybe the most frustrating of all the tips, but probably important too, tip number 10 for high school students. It says, at this age, friendships and romance become more important while cliques become less so. So you need to set clear rules and guidelines about things like dating as well. You don't think about dating so much when you think about back to school, do you? But I guess you should. Your teen should have a curfew that is enforced, and you should monitor your teen's mood and behavior to ensure that dating is not affecting their academic performance. It's important for parents to be viewed as approachable while still maintaining their parental authority. Remember high school? Remember how devastating it was? Oh, she was the love of my life. I'll never find anyone that'll be so wonderful.
Hey, who's that? Yeah.
I know. And it's like, oh, boy, yeah, who's that? Yeah. Wow, she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Everything is an absolute disaster. My life is over.
Yeah.
It'll never be this good.
For the next 5 minutes.
That's right. And then all of a sudden, another little girl in a skirt walks by. it's funny at that age, isn't it? But it's also, you know, that's part of growing up, though, too. The physical and the biological part of it, too. So, you know, just one of those things. But those are all issues that you need to kind of keep aware of, too, because sometimes, you know, you take a look and think, gosh, what's the problem somewhere? And it might be just something simple like that, but you need to take an interest and ask questions and be part of your child's life to understand all the things that they have going on, too, so they don't get in the way of some of the important things like their school performance. Got all that written down?
I got it all down.
Good, good. Well, and you have a little
girl
at home, too. Boy, it's only going to get tougher. Brett, tell us more about Camlin's.
Pure Air is more than just a phrase to Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Pure Air is a sophisticated filtering system that Lennox produces that combines the efficiency of a MERV 16 filter, the purity of an ultraviolet light, and the cleanliness of an electronic air cleaner. Every time your furnace fan runs, you can be rest assured that the air in your home is being cleaned to the ultimate. Allergy sufferers will love this machine, and homemakers will appreciate the cleanliness that this unit can produce. Pure Air is made exclusively by Lennox and only distributed through Lennox dealers. Give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call today to inquire about this great new air purifier. Camlin Plumbing and Heating, getting better every day. 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. Two thoughts of the day today is one is watch out for the school buses and the kids going to school today and through the whole school year. My other thought of the day is by Gary Snyder. It says, nature is not a place to visit. It is home.
Very good. You know, what's really sad is all the drama and stuff that goes on with relationships in high school is when you're like 27 and it's still happening. Seen it. Brett, thanks for coming
in. You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out making a great day and a great first day of school. And God bless America.